Blog Talk Radio.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome back. It has been over a year, and this is Professor Jamila Franklin, and I am so honored and pleased to be back with you again. I took a hiatus, much needed, for several reasons. One is because I was having some issues with Blog Talk Radio. They kind of put me in isolation for some reason, and they never told me the reason. So I was prevented from talking to you, but then I needed to take a break. And then what happened? The plandemic, yes, not pandemic, but the plandemic happened, and everyone has been scrambling, working on getting his or her bearings. So everything is in divine order. Everything is in divine order. Everything is in divine order. For those of you who are not familiar with my show, the show is called Higher Consciousness, and I started my show back in 2016, and I had been on the air for 7 years before I took my break, my 1.5 year break. And so I decided to come back, not willingly. I prayed about it and meditated, and the creator of the universe said, yes, you must go back. I was like, no, I was kicking and screaming because it's a time commitment and everything. So then what happened is that it was suggested to me by a dear friend, why don't you just do it on a different night? I used to have it on Monday evenings from 7 to 9. And so I said, yeah, you know, give it a fresh new energy and a fresh new feel. Let's do it on a different night. And then, you know, what dropped into my consciousness? Wednesday evenings. I said, great. And then I had to think about whether or not I would do a two-hour show. And when I came back to start my show, I found out that the two-hour show was no longer a possibility given the changes that they had made. So it is now a one-hour show, which is great. So we have to cover everything in an hour. And another change that happened, new changes. The other change that happened was that rather than having 50 people call in, I can now only have 10 people call in. So, which isn't bad because most people can listen via the link, because everyone has received the link. So please, please, please send the link out to everyone. And if you call, if you would like to call and the line is busy, then just be patient, because what we would do is have people exit the call so that you can get on. So just be patient, and everything will happen in divine order. We'll all happen in divine order. So I trust that you are beginning your 2021 year in divine order, and everything is moving along. So now I want to talk about things from a different perspective. There are for people who are looking for the number. It's 818-572-8023. That's the call-in number. And the link, someone is saying it's not working, but it is. So just be patient. And everything would work out in divine order. So, I wanted to talk to you about things that are of interest to you. We only have until 8 o'clock on that before when we head into 9 o'clock. So, 2020 was a year. People left 2019 very excited, very eager, very enthusiastic about moving into 2020. People like, yay, you know, in terms of numerology, it was a number four in terms of numerology. And people just felt that it was going to be very historic and very different. And it was. It did not disappoint, but it just happened in a way in which people did not anticipate. So let's just revisit this. First of all, it is my feeling that the coronavirus was definitely planned, and by now hopefully people understand that it was. It was definitely planned, and people are blaming China. No, it was a planned effort from this country as well as China. And what has been surmised, and I am in agreement with it, is that the powers to be, the one percenters, are very interested in getting this world population down. You don't have to believe me. The Georgia Stones here in Ellerbe, Georgia, I think, look it up. It was prophesied back in 1980. There is a stone that looks very similar to Stonehenge in England. And on this particular stone, it said that that the world population has to be diminished to 500 million in order for it to be controllable in terms of resources, in terms of being able to keep people under supervision and being able to have them be more controllable. So, look it up. The Georgia Stones, I think that's what they call it, is in Ellerbe, Georgia, Ellerbe, Georgia. This is not a conspiracy theory. It's in fact a fact. So they've been working on this. You have to really understand. My show is not a political show, nor is it a religious show. It's strictly metaphysical and spiritual. I'm a certified metaphysician, a certified aromatherapist. I have my website listed. I'm a college professor in psychology. And I'm certified in practically everything that I talk about. And I've studied for years. So it's not something that I talk about off the cuff. I've done research, and I have experienced it. I'm very, very aware of giving people information that has to be accurate. And so, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't believe in all that. I do believe deeply in meditation. I do believe deeply in messages that I receive from the Creator. I do believe that you can receive messages like Harriet Tubman did. And when you get silent and pray, those messages that come from the Creator are 100% accurate. I have been trained by the best Ivy League schools in the country and in the world. I don't lean on that understanding. I lean on the understanding that I get from the Creator, and that's 100% accurate. So I can talk from both sides because I've gone to those schools. I've worked at those schools. I've worked at Harvard Medical School, and I was in charge of multicultural affairs at Harvard Medical School for 6.5 years. I ran the Office of Recruitment Multicultural Affairs for 6.5 years for the medical school, Harvard Medical School, Harvard Dental School, and the School of Public Health. And I went to Harvard, to the graduate school, and to Cornell. So I did those things because I knew having that kind of background would put me in a position where people would not be able to dismiss what I had to say. Those people who need that, really you don't need all of that because that's linear thinking. But for those people who need to see your credentials, I am credentialed for those folk. To me, it's just really unnecessary. But there are some people who need to see that in order to think that you are valid. And for me, it doesn't require that kind of validation. But the Creator of the universe, I am so blessed, afforded me that opportunity to go to those schools. I do not take that lightly because my ancestors died and allowed and paved the way for me to be able to go to those schools. It wasn't because Jamila was brilliant, you know, on her own. It was because they paved the way for me. So I'm very clear. But anyway, getting back to the pandemic. So having worked at Harvard Medical School in charge of medical students who were students of color, thus what I did for 6.5 years. Anything dealing with their existence at the Harvard Medical School, I was in charge of, except the academics. So I've recruited students to become doctors. Some of my close friends are doctors, so I don't talk about things without having a background in it. So when I saw the pandemic happen in 2020, I was elated because I knew what the creator of the universe was doing. Please, please be very mindful that 2020 was a year to give you insight. Like 2020 vision, if you didn't learn anything else about 2020, people that you thought were interesting or suspect, you found out whether or not they were. Anything that you were not clear about became evident. Now, you may have decided to still turn a blind eye to it, but it was very apparent. You saw a lot of the racism become extremely overt. You saw classism become extremely overt. Any ism became extremely overt. And people were able to see it with their eyes. And that was the reason why it was allowed to happen. Because what happened was that the universe had been asking us, the creator of the universe, God, Allah, Jehovah, Oladamare, I don't get caught up with names, because for me, this is me personally, all of those names lead you to the same place. And I think sometimes we get really, really bombarded with people trying to tell us different names. This is the right one. This is the right one. This is the right one. No, those are different paths leading to the same place. So the whole thing is that things had to happen. This planet was moving at a very fast pace to extinction. The air was polluted. People were killing each other. The economies were going the economies were bottoming out. Everything was just going backwards. And no national leader was taking time out. No one was stopping. It was like every country kept proceeding as if these things were not happening. No one was taking time out. So what happened? Everything crashed. I said, oh my gosh, if people can't see that this is a spiritual revolution, they would never see it. It wasn't just in America. Every single country crashed. Every economy, everything came to a standstill. That has never happened with this current Earth. Now, we've had five, this is the fifth Earth that has happened. You're not going to find it in history books because they don't want you to know this. You're going to have to really, really start digging, and that's why things have stopped, because the creator of the universe, God, Oladamare, Yahweh, whatever name you want to call that universal infinite being, is saying to you, stop depending on the ministers, the babalawos, the rabbis, the bishops, the pope. Go within and find your answer within you. Because you know you can't run to the churches. Some churches have opened up, but now they're closing back because the numbers are surging. You couldn't run in 2020. You couldn't do any of the things that kept you from going within, from becoming introspective. And those things that kept you distracted were the things that were taken away from you. You couldn't go to the clubs. You couldn't go to the religious institutions. You couldn't go shopping. You couldn't do anything in the beginning of 2020, like from March up until the summer, that were distractions. And I said, wow, this is so perfect. And you know what? you were required to stay within. Because in some states, not in Georgia, I live in Georgia, in some states it was mandated that you stay in and that you had a curfew. Now, in Italy, what happened when it was mandated in that country, the canals became clean again. The geese came back to the canals. The farmlands became green again. The birds came out. Everything that had left came back. I even noticed it here within my little community. The grass started to grow again. Why? Because people were not out in their cars polluting the air. The bees came back. Everything that people had killed or destroyed came back. And you know the irony of the situation? Human beings put animals in cages. And you know what? During this pandemic, human beings are in cages. I know people who would not go out of their houses for extended period of time, for extended periods of time, which is very interesting. They are holding themselves captive within their own houses. They're like within cages within their own houses. So nature has the last laugh, because we had been controlling nature, like I said, putting animals in cages, and now they're allowed to roam free. And human beings are in cages, called homes, called nursing homes, called private residences, condos, whatever you want to call them. And they are allowed out for short periods of time, like when you let your dog out for a short period of time. Now human beings are now going out for short periods of time. It is so ludicrous. It's so funny to see this happening. And people are not seeing what the universe is telling them. Some people are waking up and some are not. Some want to hide their heads and they're not asking critical questions. So my show is to have you see that it's a new day, America. Ask some critical questions. Because that's what a lot of people are like with this current situation in D.C., those people are complete sheep. They think that they're revolutionaries and that they are taking control. But what a friend of mine said today to me in the conversation, which was so profound, if the person who basically incited this mob violence were a true leader, that person would have stood with those people from the beginning to the end, and the person did not. But they can't see it. They can't see it. And also, when you are a true revolutionary, you don't need a leader. You are your own leader. So those people, all of them, were complete sheep. Complete sheep. Because anytime someone can tell you to harm some other people who have not done anything to you, which is different than when people marched in the 60s or whatever, very, very different, because it's a different kind of energy. And when you looking for racial equality and all of that, these people weren't looking for any of that. This was straight tyranny. What they were doing is they were going to execute and kill people who didn't believe like them. And they had pipe bombs. And they think the rest of the country, the rest of the country, 80 million people who don't think like them, they think that they are being led by the nose. And they cannot see for the life of them how they have been led and brainwashed. They can't see it. So that's part of the pandemic. The part of the pandemic is this. You have to get these numbers down to 500 million. So I'm going to look at it from two perspectives. From the third dimensional perspective, which is the man perspective, and from the higher perspective, which is the universal law, God perspective. From the man perspective, the one percenters who control 99% of the resources worldwide really want you dead. Okay? Because what's happening is that people are becoming awake. And people are some are questioning and saying, this is not adding up. So as you become awake and start questioning things, you are no longer submissive and you're no longer passive. So if you're not submissive and passive and you start questioning things and you're no longer docile, Then it means that you cannot be exploited economically in terms of wages. You cannot be exploited in terms of any level. And then you become a problem. You become a problem for all the leaders around the world who are part of the 1%. You become a problem. So what they then do is say, okay, how can we get this whole situation under control? How can we maintain our control? Well, and one theory, and I'm just proposing theories, and you can think about it and look it up and whatever. I'm not telling you to think anything. I'm just proposing some theories. One theory was that when this virus was created, and it was created, because anything that does not have an antidote, a natural antidote, like the flu has a natural antidote. You don't have to take the flu vaccine unless you desire to take it. That's up to you. I'm not telling people to do it or not to do it. I'm saying that you don't have to. There's a natural antidote. If you drink plenty of fluids, let your body rest, drink high levels of vitamin C and whatever, the flu will pass. With this coronavirus or whatever supposedly it is, there's no natural antidote. So when you don't have a natural solution to something, it means that it was created. Like when you go to the hospitals, but people are not going there now because the things have changed, and that's a blessing. You get staph infections in the hospital. In the hospitals, people have died from them because there are no natural antidotes to them. So that's when you know something is biologically not in alignment with nature and it's been created by man because there's not a natural solution for it. So with this coronavirus that's out there, when people are being, and first of all, it keeps mutating. Like a friend of mine who's a medical doctor said, HIV virus mutated, but not like this. This thing keeps mutating. So the vaccine that they have now, ask yourself, since it keeps changing, can this vaccine that they're asking people, and this is something you need to ask yourself, can this vaccine that they are asking people to take address the issues of this new strain of the coronavirus that they said is more intense than the current one? So the vaccine that they created, the vaccines, because there are different versions of it, that they created supposedly were to address the initial strain. But now you're looking at a completely different strain of the coronavirus. So just ask yourself and ask your physician and ask other people if you're interested, if you're inclined to take the vaccine, if it's going to address the new strains of this coronavirus that is now coming out. That's something you need to ask yourself. And only you, and then, like I said, go within and pray and ask your inner God. And you make that decision. Because another thing that they're doing with this pandemic, that the coronavirus in China, supposedly, this is a theory, you can check it out, that it was designed by the Asian doctor and the American doctor. They had targeted this so-called virus to eliminate people who were older. And that makes sense. Because in a lot of the cultures, particularly in Western cultures, people who are 65 and older are dispensable. You have no value. Because because most people are retired by that age, and if they haven't taken care of their health, they're a drain on the medical systems. They're not working. They're not contributing new monies into the economy. They're getting their retirement funds. So they're a drain in Western culture. Spirit gave me that information. I told it to someone today, a client of mine. I said, this is what it is. You're a drain. If you're a baby boomer, you're a drain. So in China, the same thing. They had a huge population of people who were elderly. Those people were elderly. They're draining on the economy because they can't contribute. They're not producing, and they're not producers anymore because they're retired. And so how are they contributing? So what do? They're dispensable. So one theory is that you have this vaccine targeted to people who are dispensable. And in this country, they're really pushing people who are 65 and older to get it. Now, one one rationale for pushing people 65 and older because they're more vulnerable. Now, why are they more vulnerable? Because their immune systems are more compromised. Now, one question to ask yourself is, if your immune system, if you're in your 60s and your immune system is more compromised and you're more vulnerable and you're taking a vaccine that is supposed to have some of the same things in it that are causing people to be ill. That's, vaccines basically are supposed to have the dead viruses or whatever it is. Like the flu vaccine is supposed to have the flu virus in it, you know, to help your body build up the antibodies. That's the theory. But with the coronavirus, they don't even know what it is. So they haven't even said what's in it. People don't even know what's in it. So anyway, what's going on is they're saying they're going to have the elderly take the virus, I mean, take the vaccine. No one knows what's in it. And then after they take the vaccine, they're supposed to be immune. But like I said, they have a new strain of this. So the vaccine that they're now putting out does not address the new strain of this coronavirus that's out there. So people need to ask some questions. They need to just start asking questions. And another thing I've told people to watch, and this country is very interesting, whenever they give you something free, ask yourself why. Anything of value in this country, you will have to pay for it. The flu vaccine now is free. Why? Just ask. It could be in your best interest if that's your mindset. But just ask, whenever something has been free, has it been in your best interest? If it has been, fine. If it hasn't been, maybe you need to ask some questions. So I'm not having you make up, I'm not telling you what to do. I know what my position is on it. But just ask yourself some questions so you can become awake spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Don't be sheep. Don't be led like sheep. Ask critical questions. The other thing, all of the politicians, all the senators and the legislators and whatever, how many of them have taken that vaccine? Since it's supposed to be in the best interest of the public, why haven't they been in line to be the first ones to get it? Older people who are dispensable, but the lawmakers haven't received it? Fauci supposedly got the vaccine. One of my metaphysical students, who is a nurse, pointed out something. She said, "Professor Jamila, I looked at them giving him the vaccine." She said the needle, that well, with Pence, this is what she was talking about, I think. She said the needle that they used for Pence was shorter, and the fluids in the bag were not, the bag was not as large as it was with the people who were African American who received the vaccine. They had a longer needle. You can go back and look at it. The needle was longer, and they had more fluids, more of the vaccine in the bag. Fauci, when he supposedly received the vaccine, they asked, "How does it feel?" He said, "Oh, it's a little sore." And I, because I don't have a television, because it doesn't tell the truth, it tells lies. They took the I out of the word television. They're telling you what it says, tell a lie vision, tell a lie using your vision. He pointed to the wrong arm. Rather than the arm where they supposedly put the vaccination, he pointed to the opposite arm. Go back and look at all of this. Ask questions. Ask critical questions. And also, to my knowledge, if you receive this vaccine and if it has horrendous side effects, you will not be able to sue. And also ask yourself, why is it that you don't see any numbers now with pneumonia, the flu, and other diseases? Everything everyone is dying from now is COVID. Is that logical? No one now has the flu. No one now has pneumonia. No one now has heart disease. No one now has cancer. Everyone has COVID. Ask critical questions. Theory: every patient who dies from COVID, the hospital receives between $13,000 to $16,000 per patient. Ask critical questions. I am not telling you not to take the vaccine. I am not a medical doctor. That would be very irresponsible of me. I don't have the expertise or the credentials, rather, to tell you that. I'm just presenting some facts and asking you to ask critical questions. Do your own research. When people come to you with information, just ask yourselves, is this plausible? Is this logical? What happened to all the numbers beforehand? So it's a new America. We have this pandemic that's out there that is not going anywhere. But the whole thing is that the spiritual part of it is spirit saying, okay, you're going to have to turn within, because, like I said, you can't run to the church, you can't run to the mosque, you can't run to the temple, you can't run to all the spiritual places to turn your power over to the bishop, to turn your power over to the Babalao, to turn your power over to the rabbi, to turn your power over to the guru. You aren't able to do that anymore, which is wonderful, because you now have that personal relationship with that energy, that creative energy that created you. You now are being gently kind of forced to deal with God, Oladamari, whatever name you call it, one-on-one. But you know what the beauty of that is? You can talk with this energy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you access that? You pray, and I don't believe in praying unceasingly. You pray, which means you ask for one thing, and then you pray for something else. You don't keep praying for the same thing. You pray, and then you get still, and you meditate, because the answer will come. It will fall out of a book. You will see it on a television show. You would see it out in nature. You would hear it in a conversation. Because if you get quiet, you will always get your answer. So this pandemic is forcing you to do that. And exercise. Now that you're not out with all these distractions, go out in nature. Walk. It doesn't cost you anything. You can't. Some people are going back to the gym, but a lot of people are not. Walking costs you absolutely nothing. And you get vitamin D, so you won't be depressed. Get out into the sun. Walk. I walk an hour at least five times a week in the different neighborhoods. And I'm communing with God, with nature, and waving to people in cars. Most don't honk or acknowledge me, but it's not about that. I'm waving to them. In every car that I wave to, I'm sending them a blessing. So I'm getting back in touch with humanity. They don't have to respond. It's not about getting a response from them. It's giving me pleasure. And the other thing, too, you can no longer eat foods that are genetically modified. With this pandemic, your immune system is going to have to be strong. It's a new day, America. Going to McDonald's and all those other places, eating genetically modified food, it's going to take a toll on your health. And you can't run to the hospitals like you used to. Most people are afraid to go to the hospitals because they know people who go in don't come out. You have no one to advocate for you. If you go into the hospital, it is on you. Unless you have a critical need, you're going in at your own risk. And most people understand that. So they're taking better charge of their health. That's wonderful. I said, thank you, God. Because you had to be forced into doing it with this pandemic when your body has been telling you all along, look, cut out the fats, cut out the sugars, exercise, No. Let me just run down to a fast food place, get something quick. And your body's been saying, no, you don't have any nutritional value in those foods, and I'm not being fed. Every time you go to a fast food place and get processed foods, you're adding more sugar, more cholesterol, more salt, and it's, you're eating genetically modified food. Most of those things are not even real. And as I've said in my show in the past, anything without a seed is genetically modified. I don't care if they do say that it is organic. You came from a seed. So they have organic grapes. Grapes now, all of them are genetically modified. It cannot be, it can be organic, which means that they grow it in soil, but it's not from a seed. They manufacture, it's been manufactured. So this pandemic, I said, thank you, is causing you to take charge of your health. It's a new day, America. It's causing you to take charge of your spiritual life. It's a new day, America. It's charging you to take charge of your mental health. And there are a lot of people now who are depressed because the things that they would do externally, they no longer can do. The people in their house, in their houses called children, they don't even know them. They now have to know them. Parents used to send their children to school for the school system to raise their children. And when teachers were calling the parents and telling the parents that their children were misbehaving, no, not my daughter, no, not my son, they would become irate and indignant. Now they see, because they have to be in the house with these beings. They see how out of control some of the children had become. They see how they had abdicated their responsibility as parents and given it away to the school system. No one should be raising your child, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, but the family, the extended family. But people were just getting lazy and just giving away their health to the medical profession, giving away their religious freedoms to the religious institutions, giving away their children to the school systems. And Spirit says, wait a minute. Take control of your lives. You are empowered beings. You are made in the image of the Most High God. Why are you giving away your power to everything external? Bam, the pandemic. So the one percenters who are, were, and are trying to exterminate you, it backfired because people are becoming awake. There's still people like the ones who stormed D.C. who are still in the fog, and they have a right to be in the fog, but they don't have a right to impose their values on anyone else and to kill people. They have a right to do whatever they believe amongst each other. And I've told people just to stay out of the melee and let them turn on each other. They have a right to have a separate government in another country. They can do that in another country. They do not have the right to impose that and to threaten and to kill others. That's when and where they've crossed the line. And you know what? It's backfiring. Now they're turning on each other. They're turning on each other. And that's what happens. If you stay out of the middle of confusion, because the creator of the universe, God, is not in the middle of confusion. God is everywhere but not in the middle of confusion. That energy is saying, I'm showing you that you are all connected. There's no separation, but that's the fifth dimensional kind of reality. On the third dimension, people see people as separate. So they think that they can shoot you and not pay a price. That's not happening. This riot just shows that. All the things that they thought they were doing to, quote-unquote, the government, they're paying a price for that. The universe is balanced. You cannot do something to someone on another side of the world that's low vibrational and not reap the benefits. And conversely, you can't do anything that's positive and not reap the benefits. If you've been doing things that are positive and helping people, your help is there. It may not come from the people that you've been helping, but the universe always is going to give you what you've put out. So if you've been putting out positive affirmations, prayers, positive thinking, and you haven't experienced the results yet, oh, is he 2021? You would definitely see it. It just may not be in your family. And that's another thing. People have said, oh, blood is thicker than water. Blood can kill you. If people are not resonating at the same frequency as you in terms of loving thoughts and whatever, you need to think, okay, is my soul contract, I'm getting into that later on, over with them? So what I want to do now is open up the lines for anyone who would like to join me. I have people on the board, and then the call-in number is 818-572-8023, and you press 1. So the call-in number is 818-572-8023, and press 1. So the day of reckoning is here, and I am so happy that it's here. It looks pretty shaky at first because things seem to fall apart. And you know what happens? Things will fall apart so they can come back in a more holistic way. So everything, my charge to you is to say, okay, what do you envision for 2021? People, and this is interesting. People think, okay, 2020 is over. Thank God it's over. But I said, but if you're bringing the same attitudes, the same fears, and fear is nothing but false evidence appearing real. I've heard people say, oh, well, you know, with these writers, they're going to start this, they're going to do that. I said, well, that's the law of attraction. Whatever you think, you're creating, and that's scriptural in every belief system and every religion. If you think these people have control over you, if you think that these people have power over you, if you think these people can do harm to you, you are telling the creator of the universe to give you that. That's a prayer. When people wake up and say, oh, they're going to do this. I hear people say that. They're going to do that. That's okay. And I don't even argue with them anymore. I said, that's a prayer. Because words are magnets, and they will magnetize to you everything that you believe. They have to. That's one of the spiritual laws. And what I desire is for people to not be as religious, because the religion isn't working, but to be more spiritual. Spiritual means that you can talk to that being any time of the day or night, and you can get your answers yourself. You can have a teacher, like I'm a metaphysical teacher, and I teach people metaphysics. I have classes. I certify people in Reiki, and I have my own life coaching classes that are very intense, and I do this wonderful system called the Emotion Code, which is far greater and more effective than therapy. I've had my practice for over 30-something years, and I'm telling people, traditional counseling does not work. And you know why it doesn't work? That's the reason why a lot of people are depressed. And I said, and Spirit said, you need to get out there, Professor Jamila. You need to get out there, Jamila, and tell people about the services that are effective. And I'm not the only one who's doing this. But traditional counseling is not effective. And I am so concerned because mental health issues now are at an all-time high because people are doing the traditional counseling. Traditional counseling is having you talk about the same issues over and over and over and over again. It's an energy. How can you free yourself from something if you still are repeating it and talking about it? It's impossible. There's no way that you can break out of that cycle. So you're an energetic being. If you put your hand underneath a microscope, you would not see solid mass. You would see energy impulses. You would see energy, electrical impulses. You are not solid. So we keep using the wrong tools to solve a problem. So everything I use, Reiki, the Emotion Code, a variation of it, energy medicine, is 100% effective because I'm using the tools of the creator of the universe. I'm not using cognitive tools because in traditional therapy and counseling, you feel good for a day, maybe a week, pushing it a month. But the next month or day or week, you're back at point zero. And I see people. I talk, Taraj Henson was talking about how she felt like committing suicide during this pandemic. She's not alone. A lot of people are feeling depressed and dejected because it seems so overwhelming. It's like people are dying, and what do you do? Because they don't really understand what's going on with that. They are not clear about how to address this. So the things that I'm telling you about are the tools that are really, really effective. Greetings.
Greetings.
Okay.
I am so glad that you are back on the air. This is
Greetings, Alex.
And I'm listening, and I'm like, yes, yes, confirmation. It's that plandemic was pushing the reset button, and I want to say that when it started in March, I had to be still, and I came out of this with taking back control of my biology.
Mm-hmm.
I no longer take any pharmaceuticals. Because during that 9 months that we were in our cages,
mm-hmm.
I got to really go within and get some answers. And you're right, the answers do come. And you have been a marvelous, marvelous life coach and metaphysical teacher. And I'm just here to just sing your praises and confirm that if you listen, if you get still and you listen, you will get the answers. And this timeout has been marvelous. I know some people thought it was horrible and they felt trapped, but it really was push the reset button, listen, and
mm-hmm.
I will tell you what to do. So I am pharmaceutical free, all my power. But the first power I wanted to take back was over my biology.
Yeah, well, thank you, Alice. I mean, I've enjoyed working with you. And like I said, I'm not a medical doctor, so I can't tell people not to take pharmaceuticals,
not
to do any of that. That's a personal decision they have to make.
Right.
The only thing is that ask yourself, how did you get to that place where you think that you need pharmaceuticals based on what your doctor's telling you? Because most of us came in here with a body that was healthy and fully equipped to handle anything. So what did we do to cause that not to be the reality for now? And especially for baby boomers, be very, very cautious, because a lot of the OTCs, over-the-counter drugs, I think that's like one of the main causes for death with baby boomers,
mm-hmm.
especially taking aspirin.
Aspirin
is very, 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 very unsafe. And they have this thing, take an aspirin a day to keep away heart attacks. No, aspirins would cause your intestinal lining to bleed, and it would cause asthma. And I researched this, and one of the physicians at Johns Hopkins has said that's the number one, that's like the leading cause of death. And a lot of people don't realize that. So when you go into the hospital, they don't tell you a lot of times that some of the drugs that they're giving you are causing some serious complications and problems. But the information is on the Internet. So what we can do, rather than looking at those television shows, Dancing with the Stars and whatever, just research your health. Everything is out there. And don't turn your health over to anyone, to your physician, to your naturopath or whatever. They are there to assist you. But you are the one telling them what you would like to, what type of quality of life would you like to have? You have to determine that. Once you determine that, then you can go forward, because they should be taking your lead, not leading you. It should be a team effort.
The first thing they ask you when you come to the doctor is, what's the matter? And I'm like, yeah, you're asking me. Okay. And when you research all the contraindications on the medications that they give, you know, and you buy into the idea that over a certain age your blood pressure is going to shoot up. Well, yes, if you continue to eat the diet that you ate leading up to your 40-year birthday, yes, you are. So you do have to take things into your own hands and your mind and your heart and your inner guidance system and listen. And mine said, you have to stop eating that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now I test everything.
Mm-hmm. And just be more responsible, because if you ask, the people will show up to help you. Whenever you go into meditation, into prayer first, praying means that you ask once for that particular thing. You don't keep asking the same for the same thing. Then you pray about something else. Then you meditate. You meditate all of the time after you have prayed, because meditation means you're listening. So you pray and then you get quiet and you listen.
Yes.
And then the answers would definitely come. The people would show up. The resources would show up. And we have to stop trying to help the Creator. Because the Creator, so I don't need your help. Just tell me what, tell the Creator the what. And then the Creator would do the how.
Yeah.
The Creator would do the how.
And that is the hardest thing for us to let go of, you know. And even, you know, with our traditional religions, you know, we don't know how to let go. And like you say, you don't pray for the same thing over and over again. What, you think it wasn't hurt the first time? Oh, let go and wait for the answer. And the answer comes when you're listening in your meditation.
Right.
And these are tools that we don't have. And this is why I would like to get this out to my grandchildren, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, I understand the millennials, why a lot of them are not in, quote unquote, the Orthodox church or the, you know, the usual church, because they're not seeing what they want to see.
They're seeing a lot of themselves.
Yeah. And they're like, no, that's not for me. So this is something, I'm so glad your show is back on, and I'm going to try to get as many millennials. I'm targeting them. To listen, at least be open to other possibilities. So I just wanted to say that and say, yay, I'm glad you're back on.
I'm glad that you are one of my favorite people in the world and that you're listening. Thank you so much, Alice. I so appreciate you. And for others, I'm going to put you on mute. And for others who would like to call in, we are now coming to the end. The number is 1-818-572-8023, and you press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023, and if you're on the board and would like to share something, you can just press 1. And for those who would like to talk with me privately as a life coach or as a metaphysician or whatever, because my website is on the page that you click to get the link. But my website is oyindeenterprises.com. O-Y-I-N-D-E, Enterprises, E-N-T-E-R-P-R-I-S-E-S.com. Again, it's Oyinde, O-Y-I-N-D-E, Enterprises, ENTERPRISES.com, no space. And my telephone number, my business number is 770-882-7347. 770-882-7347. And if you forget all of that, it's just, you can Google me, Professor Jamila, J-A-M, like in Mary, E-L-A, Franklin, F-R-A-N-K-L-I-N, and a lot of things will come up. So we will be here every Wednesday unless I tell you otherwise, and we're going to talk about topics that I think are important. And you can have other people join in, and you can call in and ask questions. I'm going to have people from different walks of life here to answer your questions. I'm going to have people who are doing, who are medical professionals, people who are holistic professionals, people who are spiritual advisors, and people who are writers, artists. We're going to have a really good time in 2021. Like I said, I've been gone for about a year and a half, and I, you know, came back because Spirit has said it's time. And it really is, because now people are inside and they're looking for quality programming. And with my show, we don't have people being combative. We don't have people over-talking people, yelling and screaming. I don't see a benefit in having that happen, because no one is learning. What we're doing is talking at each other. Now, in closing, the Senate race, that's what I have on here too. I live in Georgia, and I was one of the people out canvassing for John Ossoff and Reverend Raphael Warnock. I had not seen anything like this before. I was so pleased and so elated. I saw young people, Gen X people, millennials, older people coming together. There was no dissension. There was no discord. I saw people of all races. I saw LGBT. I saw people from all ethnic backgrounds, socioeconomic classes. And the thing that everyone had in common was the love and compassion and the dedication to flip Georgia from red to blue regarding the Senate races. And the whole world was looking at Georgia, because those two vacant seats were the seats that needed to be vacated so that the Senate could become blue. And we did it. I was out in the cold, okay? And not just me. There were other people. There were thousands of us. And Stacey Abrams is amazing. She's amazing. Not just Stacey, but others too. But what she decided, let me just show you how the creator of the universe worked this. Stacey Abrams technically won the gubernatorial election for governor 2 years ago. And then the current governor, who was also the Secretary of State, oversaw, rather than recusing himself, he oversaw the elections, and everyone knows what happens. He threw out votes. I mean, what he did was very interesting. So she didn't become governor. But the way that this worked out in divine order, because God is in everything. It's always divine. It's not in chaos, but controlling the chaos. If you can see beyond the chaos, it is amazing. So what happened was, because she did not win, she was able to register 800,000 people who were not registered. And also, after the presidential election in November, 500,000 more people were registered because of Stacey, because of some other political activists. The New Georgia Project, the young woman is phenomenal. The Democratic Party, the ACLU, Stacey's Fair Fight Program, voter program. And like I said, I was out there and knocking on doors and asking people to vote. And let me tell you something. Some of the young people disappointed me, because they said, oh, I'm not political. I don't vote. But some of them are going to be looking in the mailbox for their stimulus check. Now, the $2,000 check is a done deal. It's coming. But you know why it's coming? It's coming because we have two senators who are Democrats who are going to push the vote to make sure it happens. If those two Republicans had come back into office, it wouldn't have happened. So for everyone who says that he or she is not political, for everyone who did not vote for these two Democratic candidates, think about that stimulus check. You're getting that stimulus check because of the people who were out in the trenches were knocking on the doors to make that happen. So just think about that. Okay? So when I hear people complaining, my question, if you don't vote, you don't have a voice. So I thank you. I love you. Georgia is now blue, and it is projected within the next 6 years, Georgia will be primarily a state of people of color, and it's long overdue. The voter suppression and all of that that they tried so hard to become a reality, Stacey Abrams said, not on my watch. And I'm thankful to her. I'm thankful to all of the young people of all races, LGBT, religious beliefs, and all of that, because It was a concerted effort, and it was a collective effort, and they and we made it happen. So know that I love you, and we will be back next Wednesday. And tell your friends to join us, okay? Because we're going to talk about topics that other shows don't talk about. And from a place of love and compassion
I release
and spiritual
all
vision.
Disappointment.
Namaste, beloved.
From my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. Cause I know that spirit guides me and love lives inside me. That's why.